is he going to answer the second half bell today?
Jamie Meredith, after celebrating a big birthday yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, we're going to make the second half strong. We're going to come out of that locker room punching, but not in the markets. Markets took another tumble yesterday as technology continued to fall, as rising interest rates make investors question lofty tech values. And other investors seem to be selling traditional tech, the stay-at-home names, in favor of what is now called the reopening trade, those retailers that are looking up based on improving COVID conditions. Not only are rising interest rates spooking the markets, a drop in demand for government bonds is also a worrying sign. Our government issues new bonds quite regularly. Normally, these bond sales are oversubscribed, many more interested buyers than available bonds. But governments across the globe over the last couple weeks are seeing the opposite. Participation is waning in these government auctions. This could be a canary in the coal mine, indicating that interest rates need to climb to get buyers interested again. Interesting article out on a trend in retail called dynamic pricing. Isn't new, but something that all of us should be aware of as we buy the things we buy. It's frequently used by the big retailers. News is Amazon changes its prices about every 10 minutes. But studies are finding these prices are changing not only where you live, but where you are physically located when you are placing the orders. An NBC affiliate in Minneapolis found that their local Target would change its prices whether they're shopping on an app, whether they were shopping from outside or inside the store. After comparing prices on 10 different products, the bill was $262 cheaper when they were shopping from the back of the parking lot versus inside the Target store. So buyer beware, check those prices before you just blindly buy. Futures have not improved, down again this morning. Morning. Dow futures are down 149. NASDAQ futures down 108. That's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings at 9:30.
All right, Jamie, have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow morning.
We'll close out the week tomorrow.
Your Money and You Morning Report with Heffern Tillotson Senior Vice President Jamie Meredith.